hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of fringed lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thy eyes behold the things that are equal. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for yet another day. We thank you for sparing our lives, Lord. We thank you for camping your angels round about us as we sleep. And as we come bowing and kneeling before you this morning, we thank and praise you for all that you are about to do, all for all that you have already done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I welcome you this Friday morning. It is Friday, September the 12th, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is the time when we get together 6 a.m. every morning, Monday to Friday, lifting up the Lord, standing in the gap, and bringing our petitions to Him, knowing that He is the all-answering God. Again, my name is Sister Christine LeMay. And I would like to welcome each and every one of you. As we go along, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you are free to come in at any time. This morning, I would like to share something on the principle of agreement. And we know that when we come together every morning here, we all touch and agree on everything that that is being said and everything that is being shared on this program. We know that the scripture has ensured us that where two or three are gathered in His name, touching and agreeing on anything, He will answer. Matthew 18:19 says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you will agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Then Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 30, in like manner you will begin to see a positive response in the people you associate with, especially those closest to you. And every morning we come here, every time we pray, we touch and agree and ask God to answer our prayer. And this is the principle of agreement. It is the place of agreement, and it's a place of power. It is a basic key to the kingdom of God. There is great power in agreeing with God, in agreeing with His words, and in agreeing with each other. Our salvation is based on a covenant, and a covenant is an agreement that God has made with us. Through Jesus Christ, we have our atonement for sin, and God has made a way to bring us into agreement with Him because of this. And because of His agreement, when He died on the cross, He made an agreement with us that once we believe and we trust in Him, that our sins will be forgiven. And this morning I have some topics that I would like us to pray and to touch and agree, knowing that God is able to keep his agreement with us. Again, if anyone has a praise report, a scripture, a word of encouragement, prayer request, you are free to come on at any time and make your request known. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you." And this is what we do every morning. We spread the word of Jesus Christ. We spread the word of his love. We glorify his name because he is worthy of all the glory. And we agree that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My first, I would like us to pray for seeking God for ministry. Right now, in the churches and all around us, we need ministries. We need people who will be committed to ministries and to different ministries. Father, as we come to you this morning, seeking you for Christian ministries, ministries that will be founded on God's truth. Father, we ask that you anoint us by your power, that people would be willing and committed to whatever ministry you have called them to. Father, we pray by your power that where funds are needed for different ministries, that you will provide the funds. Where people are needed for different ministries, you will bring people forth, Lord. That you will refresh and encourage them upon the labor that they have set out for your kingdom. Lord, that you would encourage those who labor in specialized service designed to increase and impact the churches, the local churches, the national churches. We ask, Lord, that we who are in ministry, that you will give us the courage and the boldness to go forth and to commit ourselves to our ministry, knowing that it is for your kingdom. Father, I lift up my ministry, not Gospel Tabernacle, that you will bring laborers, Lord, who are willing to sacrifice of everything, who are willing to stand firm and commit to whatever ministry you have given them to work for in your kingdom. And as we go forth this morning, Lord, I pray that you will strengthen our prayer ministry on this line, that voices would be heard, souls would be saved, we would help set the captives free, and that this ministry, this prayer line ministry, would go forth from strength to strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you are free to come in at any time. I have a praise report. I was seeking some guidance for some financial situation that I had to make decisions on, and I must say that God has answered my prayer. He has guided me on what to do and what not to do. He has even opened a door. Just last night, someone called me and opened a door. God grant me favor and open a door so that some financial burden that I've been dealing with or would be eased up on me. And I want to thank God that he is a God-answering prayer, because I remember it was not only last week I had asked for prayer for the financial situation, and God is slowly but surely answering my prayer. That is my prayer request, encouraging everyone, because I know at this time every one of us have some financial seeking, whether big or small. And for us to continue praying for each other for finance. And God is, as I just said, God has an agreement with us. He promised us that he would never see the righteous suffer or see begging bread. And he is a prayer-answering God. So that is my prayer request, my praise for this morning. The next topic I would like someone to lift up in prayer, seeking God for government leaders, seeking God for righteous government leaders that will set the right example, that will lead the country in the right direction, that they would seek God for their decision in making decisions for the country and for the nation. Would someone take that up? Pray for seeking God for government leaders. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. We are seeking government leaders that would be example of righteousness in our society. And as 1 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 say, I urge them first of all that request prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority. So this morning we are going to pray for the government leaders. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you in no other name but your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, you know what is going on in the government, Father. We come lifting up government leaders before you, that they will be examples of righteousness in our society, Lord. That they will experience your wisdom, Lord, in their deliberation. And that they will speak and carry out dealings with truth, that they would make truthful decisions, that they will not compromise, but that they will seek your faith and seek you, Lord, to make God, make wisdom with God, make deliberation with God's wisdom, that they will not hinder the service and worship of Jesus Christ, Lord, that they will seek you, Father, in every decision and everything that they go forth to do, to lead this nation of America and to lead the world. We lift up the world leaders, Lord, that they will come to know and honor and follow you, that they would bring back prayer in the schools, that they would bring back prayer to the churches, that they would come before you, Lord. We lift up President Obama this morning, and we ask, Lord, that you put righteous people around him, righteous leaders, righteous advisors, righteous decision makers, Lord. Father, we pray that he would seek you in all his deliberation, in all his decision, that he would seek you first, Lord, that he will cry out to you first, Lord, so that when his advisors and when his government leaders bring decision and bring advice to him, that you first will teach him to know that what is right and what is wrong in your sight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us leaders after your heart. We thank you, Lord, for putting President Obama in a place that you want him to be, Lord, and that you will keep him and watch over him, and you will keep and watch over the government leaders here and everywhere. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Again, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, you are free to interrupt at any time. Again, I would like to share some insight on the principle of agreement. The principle of agreement is powerful not only in the kingdom of God, but also in the secular world. We, as Christians, we have to agree on things that is very important in our lives, not only in our spiritual life, but also in our natural life. The principle of agreement applies to relationships. It applies to marriage. It applies to family. And it applies to employment situation. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one peace, in one place." And that is what we have to do as Christians. We have to come together on one accord, praying, praising, lifting up God's name, seeking for each other, praying for each other, touching and agreeing. Colossians 1:13 also says, "Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." And we know that we, once we believe, and from the time we believe and we trust in God, he has taken us from the power of darkness and bring us into the power of light. He has taken us to fight for his kingdom versus the kingdom of Satan. And that is why we have to touch and agree on everything. We have to do as he said in Acts, the boldly. When we come together, we pray, the place will be shaken. The atmosphere will be changed because the Holy Spirit will intercede for us, and we together will touch and agree for things that seems impossible. But once we come into agreement with God's word, we know that God is the God of the impossible. The next thing I would like us to, or the next topic that I would like us to lift up in prayer, is seeking God for fathers. Lift up fathers. We know in our society that is one of the main problems, the breakdown in family, is that many families do not have fathers present. Most mothers are raising their children on their own without a father figure. We need father figures in our community, we need it in our church, we need it on the job, we need it in society. So I would like to seek God for fathers who will look unto him, for God-fearing men who will take their places as fathers. And even where there is no father present, that the Lord will send God-fearing men to stand in the gap with these children and to be fatherly example to fatherless children. Father, Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but your Son, Jesus Christ. We come this morning, Father, asking you to forgive us for our sins as we seek you, Lord, in all these prayer requests. We come this morning, Lord, lifting up fathers, seeking fathers that will look to you, Lord, as the ultimate spiritual head of their household. We pray and we ask, Lord, for fathers who will serve and care for their family. We ask that you will instill vision for wholeness, for supportive fatherhood among the fathers of the city, and the absentee fathers to change their ways, Lord, change their lifestyle, so that they will be able to nurture their wives and children, that children will see the character of the Heavenly Father in the lives of their dad. Father, we ask that you will raise up men, God-fearing men, to stand in the gap, Lord, of these children that are fatherless. We lift up fathers that are in prison, Lord. We lift up fathers that are on drugs. We lift up fathers that are living ungodly, lawless lives, that you will save and you will set free, Lord. Father, we lift up the Christian fathers that are trying to live spiritually for you, Lord, that are trying to do the right thing by their family, Lord, raising their children in the ways of your, in the ways of the Lord, Father, so that these children would not, when they grow older, will not depart. Father, we lift up the fathers in the church, in the ministry, that they will seek you, Lord, and that they will help in raising these children that are fatherless, these children that some of them do not know who their fathers are. But Father, we come to you this morning knowing that you are the one Father that we all could depend on and we all could call on and we all could look upon. Because Father, you teach us to pray, our Father who art in heaven. And we know that you are our Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, for being our Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for us reaching out for fathers, Lord, for bringing them in their rightful place as fathers, as head of their household, that they would seek you and they would do what is right in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, if anyone has a prayer request or a praise report, we have a few minutes left that you could come forth with your prayer request or a word of encouragement, a scripture of encouragement. Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy. We come before you this morning, Lord, seeking your name, seeking you, Lord, with all our prayer requests, all our problems. Father, we ask that this morning you will take control, that you will touch your people, that you will be dear, Lord, and that you will assure us that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we come in agreement with your word, because your word has taught us where two or three is gathered in your name, you are there in the midst. And this morning we want to thank you for being in the midst. We want to thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength that when we run, we would not get weary, and when we walk, we would not faint. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us to the belief of agreement with your word. Father, we pray and we ask that our belief would be the turning point of you answering our prayer. We ask that unbelief that would cause disagreement and disobedience that would not come into our path or into our life. Father, you said that a double-minded person should not expect to have his prayer answered. And I pray and I ask you that if we are dealing with double-mindedness, Lord, that you will intervene, that you would forgive us, and that you would cleanse us so that we would come with a commitment and with truth, and that we would serve you in spirit and in truth, because you have said that we have to serve you in spirit and in truth. And we know, Lord, that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit. So we come this morning, Lord, asking you to take our heart, take our mind, and let us not be double-minded, but let us be confident and believe that we are able to come forth and bring forth together in agreement everything that we come to you for and everything that we seek you for, Lord, that it will be done in oneness, in unity, that your will be done on earth here, and your will be done on this prayer line, Lord, in agreement with your will. We thank you this morning, Father, for what you are doing. We thank you for answering all the prayer requests, answering our petition that has been brought up for the past week, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for doing what you are doing in our lives. We thank you for everyone who is represented here on this prayer line, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength and giving us the endurance to get up every morning, to come on this prayer line, to touch and agree, to stand in the gap, to pray for others, to pray for families, to pray for jobs, to pray for bereaved families, to pray for our ministry, to pray for each other, Lord, to touch and agree, to come with the principle of agreement, Lord, knowing that you are in the midst and that you are answering our prayer. Father, those who are on the prayer line this morning that are seeking jobs, those who are in bereavement, we lift up families who are going through bereavement for the passing of a loved one. We ask for your comfort. We ask for your peace. We ask for your joy, Lord. We pray, Lord, that whatever the situation is, that you will intervene. We lift up Sister Malaika and her family, Lord, that you will give them the strength today, that you will give she and her husband, Lord, the strength to deal with the death of his sister. Father, I pray and I ask that you will comfort them. Give her the strength to comfort him. Let him seek you, and that this death would not be in vain, Lord, but that it would bring him and bring them closer to you. We lift up the family of Brother, what's his name, Charlie, that you would stand with them, Lord, that they would seek you, Lord. Father, we pray that his death would be a wake-up call for his family members, that they would seek you, Lord, for all the decisions, and they would know that you have death and life in your hand. And those who know you, Lord, that you will bring them to seek your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we lift up Pastor Aubrey Gregory and his wife this morning. We thank you for what you are doing in his life. We thank you, Lord, for him seeking direction from you to do the things that you want him to do, Lord, for your kingdom. Father, I pray that you will strengthen him on every side, that you will provide for his every need, that you will bless his going out and his coming in, that you will bless his wife, that she would stand firm in boldness, helping him as his helpmate, Lord, to do the things that you have asked him and you have commanded him to do. Father, I pray that as they go out today, that you would protect them, guide them, and watch over them wherever they go, Lord. Order his footsteps, because you have promised him that the footsteps of a righteous man is ordered by God. And we pray, Lord, that whatever his need, that you will supply his every need. That when he come forth on Sunday with the word, that you will use him for your honor and for your glory. That he will come with boldness, Lord. Bring forth your word that will set the captives free, that will change lives, that will open eyes, that will take people out of the darkness and bring them into the light. I pray these things on his life in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, if any one of you have a prayer request or a praise report, you are free to come forth. We have a few minutes more.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sister Jennifer, I apologize for any background noise, but I am outside, but I wanted to just lift up a prayer this morning, if I may, for all those that are facing giants, in whatever way, whatever manner they may come. It might come in the form of depression. It might come in the form of a financial situation. It may come in the form of harassment. For the women, sexual harassment, or harassment on your job. For the men who are seeking jobs and those who may be persons that have had served some time because of their past, and they're seeking a way to survive for themselves and their families, but everywhere they turn, they're coming up against some walls. And even in the news where we're seeing about, you know, young women, and I know it can happen to men too, but more often it happens to women where they are abused,
yeah,
and they stay in the relationships because they feel they don't have anywhere else to turn. They feel that they are the cause of whatever it is. They're being beat for and abused. But I come this morning to let everyone in this prayer broadcast know, those that are listening live and those that will be streaming after, that there is nothing that our God cannot do. And there is no giant greater than he, because he is almighty. He is all-powerful.
Yes.
And he is our loving Father. And when we feel the pressures of life and these giants rear up their head, know that this is the enemy that has come to steal, kill, and destroy everything in our lives. But praise be to the Almighty God that he sent his Son, because he knows the end from the beginning, and he knew that we would have to have a place of refuge, a place where we can turn, someone that we can turn to and call on their name. and know today that we can call on the name of Jesus. That He is our refuge and our strength and very present help in the time of trouble.
Yeah.
And He is a problem solver. Mm. He is a way maker. He can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we might ask or think. Father, today we lift up all those, oh God, that might be in this situation that I mentioned. Oh God, today we pray for their strength, oh God. We pray, oh God, today that they come to know that your love for them is greater than any other love they might think, that they know what they feel. You love us first, oh God, and you love us when we don't even love ourselves. God, today I pray for strength for each and every person, Lord God, that might be going through a situation and they feel is greater than they and they cannot see the way out and see that there is no end to this tunnel. There is only darkness all around, Lord God, but I pray that your light, oh God, penetrate every darkened area in their life. Oh God, today that they come to know that you are able to solve every problem. Yes, Lord God, that they turn to you and call on your name and allow you to be Lord in their lives and Lord over every situation and every consequence. Lord God, they believe up to you and they trust you. Just, Lord God, saved and unsaved people, Lord God, are fearful today, Lord God, because of the giants that they may come up against. Oh, God, today, but I pray, Lord God, the strength of David. Yes, Lord God. And is able to say to the giant, you are an uncircumcised Philistine. Yes, Lord God, how dare you come up against the people of God. Lord God Almighty, today, I pray for strength in the name of Jesus. I pray for focus of heart, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, that in every situation you remember, Lord God, that you are the Almighty God, and that with you all things are possible. I pray, Lord God, today that they feel your love. Yes, Lord God, that they're able to come up enough to cry out and call on your name. I know that you would hear and answer prayer. Yes, Lord God. Let your will be done in their lives. I break every spirit of oppression and depression in the name of Jesus. Every abusive spirit in the name of Jesus rebuke you and send you back to the pit of hell from whence you came. Yes, Lord God. Lord, today, spirit of the Almighty God, we open the door to the King of Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And say, Father, let your will be done in all of our lives as we go through from day to day. Know that whatever we do, that you are right there with us. Have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We pray all these things today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jennifer, for that prayer. And as we close off this morning, again, we have a few minutes for anybody else who has a prayer request or a praise report. I would like to share. Okay, go ahead. I hear someone.
Sister Christian. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Just have some encouraging words and words that we have to live by on a daily basis. We must trust Him. Jesus, trust Him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding.
Hallelujah.
Have to believe in Him. Believe what He says is true and it won't come back void. Believe His word. And then we have to obey His word.
Amen.
Amen.
the three things that we must do as we walk this daily life. Trust, believe, and obey.
And leave all the consequences
to him. We have to believe in him and obey him. And these things that all around us, because he is our fortress and our deliverer. To piggyback on what Sister Jennifer was reading, it says, you know, Psalm 91 says, he is our refuge and our fortress.
And
we can lean and rely on him in confident trust. And he will not let anything come near us because he said we will be hidden up under his umbrella. Under his arm, we are shielded.
Yes.
He who dwells in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we are under his shadow. All these things happening around us will not touch us. So trust, believe, and obey. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Florence. And thank you for that word of encouragement. And I would like to read a little, share a little, inside that I have read. Don't tell God how big your giants are. Tell your giants how big God is. Because he is bigger than anything that we could we could encounter anything. In 1 Samuel 17:37, when David was going to fight Goliath, the Lord told David that I will deliver you, and even if Goliath was a huge giant and David was a little shepherd, God took care of that huge giant for David. So it's not to look at the giant, how big the giant is, but look how big God is. And on this note, I would like to just thank each and every one of you for being on the prayer line through all the week, touching and agreeing on everything that God has placed on our hearts. Remember to continue lifting up the families that are in bereavement. Remember what I do every day, all the prayer requests that come along, I keep them. And during the day, I continue praying for whoever or whatever is the situation. Also, for the North Gospel Tabernacle members, we would be meeting at 7:30 this evening, but we would do it with the conference call number. I don't know if you all got the pastor had sent us a text. I don't know if most of you got it, but we would meet this evening at 7:30. The conference number is 712. It is different from the prayer line number. The conference number is 712-432-1500. That is 712-432-1500. And the access code is 4858-2956. Again, the conference phone number is 712-432-1500, and the access code is 582956. After you press the access code, you press pound, and you would come in on the conference call. So that is how we are going to do our prayer get together this afternoon for the No Gospel Tabernacle members. And again, thank you for being on the prayer line. I pray and I hope that you have a blessed day and a blessed weekend wherever you fellowship, that God will move in a mighty way. And I would like to close off with a brief benediction. It is taken from Psalm 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. God bless each and every one of you. On behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I thank you for taking the time to join us once more, and have a blessed day. Shalom, everyone. God bless.
God bless everyone.